you know what TSA PreCheck is?
Yes. So if you are a frequent flyer, you don't have to wait in that big long TSA line. You can just go through like a fast pass. It's like a fast pass at Disney.
Right. So when I traveled all the time, I had, you have to jump through hoops to get a TSA PreCheck. So they have to prove that you're not a terrorist or whatever. So you can go through the shorter line and you can go through TSA really quick. So if you travel every other week, like I was doing, it cuts off a lot of time. So this guy has TSA PreCheck because of his job. He's got to travel all the time. He says, I have TSA PreCheck through my job. When my wife and I travel together, is it rude for me to use the PreCheck line?
And leave her back there?
Yeah. She's got to go through the everybody line.
What? Are you kidding me? How can I even ask a question like that? I want to stay married.
If I get through security faster, I can get us a spot or at the gate or a table at a restaurant while she's still in line.
Oh, yeah, that's very exclusive. A table at a restaurant at an airport. Wow. No, are you kidding me? You know, I once flew with a boyfriend who had lots and lots of miles, and he was going to fly first class, and I had a coach seat. And he tried to get me miles so I can sit with him in first class. And when he couldn't, he went back to coach to sit with me. He was not going to sit in first class while I'm back there in coach. Are you insane? And think that you're ever going to get late again? No. You don't
just
do that to a woman.
Because I'm not going to stand in the everybody line with you? I don't want to stand it. No, I went through all that hell to get TSA PreCheck so I don't have to stand with the common folk.
For better, for worse.
No.
For better, for worse.
I hate standing in TSA line. And
but then don't travel. Then go travel by yourself and let's not travel together.
That means I have to take my shoes off at TSA PreCheck. I don't have to take my shoes off. I don't have to take the computer out of my bag. I can just go right through. But now I'm with you with the rest of the people. I have to take my shoes off and do all that. It's going to take all day. I don't like
it. I'm going to be doing that anyway. So if it takes all day, that's how long I'm going to take. So you are there with me. We're there together to experience this together. I take my shoes off. You take your shoes off. We move through the line together because we're on this trip together. When you fly alone, you do you. But if you're flying with another person, especially your wife, and you want to stay married, oh, no, no, no. You do not go through the PreCheck.
You're going to divorce me because I didn't stand in the TSA PreCheck line with you?
Yes.
Then good. Yeah. Divorce me. Call the, here, I'll dial the lawyer myself and you talk to him.
I'll tell you why. It says everything about your character. Mm-hmm. It says everything about how you feel about me and our relationship.
No, it says I don't want to stand in line.
I don't want to either.
With the common folk. You're common folk now. For that 10 minutes, you're every man. I'm PreCheck guy. I can walk right through. I'm royalty. You are common folk. Royalty, common folk.
I'm serving you with divorce papers the minute we touch down.
Fine.
Just the fact that you just said that would be the reason right there why I would want to get out of that relationship so fast. No. We go through everything together.
It has me standing in line with common folk.
It shows your character. It shows the things that you are willing and not willing to do for and with your significant other. It speaks to a larger personality problem that people like you seem to have.
Okay, let's take it not husband and wife. Let's take it Anthony and Cooper are flying to San Francisco.
I mean,
do I have to stand in line with you?
No, are you kidding?
Good.
You don't even... You and I go food shopping together. You get two things. You're out in the car in 2 seconds. I'm food shopping by myself and I got to run around. And I will come out of the supermarket and you will have decided that you want to go to McDonald's. And I'll come out of the supermarket with all my groceries in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. And you're not there because you're in a drive-thru.
Because you took too much time.
So that's what I'm saying. So of course, I do not expect you to go through the line with me. You won't even wait for me to get milk.
Are you going to be pissed if I make you stand in the common folk line if we're not married?
No, because I know who you are.
Oh, okay.